This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 21st, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Johnny Cakes Allville's here.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
And Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
That
Good
is morning. The foursome. You want to call us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 800-636-1067. Day two of the tournament coming up today. Day one, you had McNeese State, the big upset winner.
Yeah,
and
that was
Clemson
impressive.
Going down.
Clemson just absolute garbage in the first half. They were getting blown out of the building. The final score is very deceptive and misleading.
Yeah.
Because you wake up, you didn't watch any of the game. You're like, oh, McNeese squeaked with a 2-point win, which ultimately they did. But, I mean, Clemson was completely outclassed in that game.
Especially, and Clemson's a bigger team.
I mean,
they got two big dudes, and they were just manhandled by McNeese.
Yep.
Very impressive. And Will Wade, who's been a very successful coach with some controversy, is leaving the program, and he's going to NC State. And, you know, he was there for 2 years, and it's a really cool story. Very disappointing for Clemson. If you're a Clemson fan or a Clemson grad, 13 points in the first half is just an embarrassment.
They scored 13 in the first half, 54 in the second.
Yeah, I mean, they finally started making some shots.
But it
looked like in the first 7 minutes, 10 minutes of that game, they just weren't ready to play. They didn't come out prepared, and McNeese did. And, you know, at the end of that game, when Will Wade runs across the court and gives a big hug to Heath Schroyer, the AD, who's a DeMatha guy, felt great for him, and he's obviously got to replace Will Wade. But that was just one of those hugs where you say, hey, man, thanks for giving me an opportunity.
Sure.
And we did it, and we got to the tournament, we won a game, and now I'm off to Raleigh.
I wasn't even sure where McNeese State was. It's in Louisiana.
Lake Charles, Louisiana. Yeah.
I don't think I would have nailed that if I had to guess. The only thing I knew about McNeese State was, isn't that Joe Dumars' land?
Joe Dumars,
That's it. I knew Joe Dumars went to McNeese State. That's my file.
That's where he's from.
And then this year, this kid, Amir Khan, got a lot of national attention. The manager of the team for coming out. They're kind of doing the San Francisco 49ers bit with the boombox and him rapping and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good story, man. Anytime you have a small conference team beat a Power 5 team or a Power 4 team in Clemson. You know, the ACC wasn't a great conference this year, but Clemson beat Duke. I mean, they had a pretty good team, and they won 18 games in the conference, so that's just a really bad loss for them. But and McNeese has a shot at Purdue. I mean, Purdue won fairly easily yesterday, but they're not as big as Clemson. So, I mean, kind of depend. I mean, Braden Smith, their point guard, is legit, but I give McNeese a shot.
Now we just got to pick our survivors for day two.
We got to do that. Oh,
yeah. Got to do that.
Everyone advanced.
Everybody got through day one.
All right.
So now you got to pick two more.
I'll tell you, the junkies survivor pool. Because I know the one that I did, that Jason did with our boy Jabby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was, I think he said five or six people
that are
out of the contest.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you pick the chalk sometimes. The smaller seeds will come up and get you.
I'll be honest. I think that the Drake win is the most impressive win yesterday, even over McNeese. And here's why. Darian DeVries, who was their coach for the last few years, leaves and goes to West Virginia. And he was a very good coach. And Drake replaces him with this kid, or not kid, but this coach, Ben McCollum, who was a D2 coach. He was a D2 coach at Northwest Missouri State. He comes from Northwest Missouri State, winning four national championships at the D2 level, and he brings four of his players. Mm-hmm. Four of his starters are D2 players. Mm-hmm. They've never played D1 hoops, and they come in and they win their conference, and they beat an SEC team yesterday. That's one of the most impressive things, if not the most impressive, for me, after day one, to have four D2 players come in and win a game in the NCAA tournament. That's incredible.
I'm reading about Missouri's offensive struggles. They scored 57 points in the loss.
Yeah.
But they entered the game ranked fifth on KenPom in offensive efficiency.
Oh, yeah, they could score. And Drake probably won that game on defense. I mean, they're not as talented as Missouri. They're not as athletic. But, man, that's just an incredible win to be able to take four D2s and come to the D1 level, win your conference, and then win a game.
I mean, not only won their conference, they won 31 games.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean,
they racked up a bunch of dubs.
Yep. Mm.
Dravy, were you happy with Gonzaga?
I mean, I told you guys, I wasn't even remotely sweating that game.
I mean, I looked at I didn't watch that game, but I was looking at the score. At one point, the score was 27-3.
It was a demolition.
27-3.
I was like, well, this game is officially over.
Usually I get nervous for any tournament game. Doesn't matter if you're a one seed.
Right.
For some reason, I just disrespect Georgia basketball. You were supremely confident
at about 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
Unless Kirby Smart is their head coach, I disrespect Georgia.
Disrespect Georgia hoops.
I mean, 27-3 is just an unbelievable start. I mean,
and that shows you that the committee, just they're not perfect by any means.
There's, sure.
I mean, Gonzaga had no business being an 8 seed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't fair to Georgia. It's not fair to Houston. And really, it's not fair to Gonzaga that they have to play Houston on Saturday night.
How'd the SEC do overall out of their teams that played yesterday?
Well, Auburn won, A&M won, Missouri lost, Georgia lost, Arkansas won.
Arkansas upsets Kansas.
Tennessee won, so that's four.
I had Arkansas before I bailed on my bracket. It just got too tedious.
Too many picks you had to make?
Yeah.
So you didn't finish?
No, I didn't finish it.
They went 4-2. But the ACC went 0-2.
Right.
I don't think they've set the time yet, but Calipari, Patino.
Oh, man.
That's going to be amazing.
That's going to be great.
It's a 240 game.
Oh, it's at 240?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. That's the game I watched. The late game I watched is Arkansas, Kansas. I wanted to watch that game.
I got home from the Caps game last night, and St. John's was up only by a bucket. I was like, oh. St. John's, close game. Then they end up smashing them in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's much more talented than Omaha.
Did he give one of those crazy speeches again at halftime?
No idea, but the Calipari-Patino matchup is going to be very interesting because they've had a dicey relationship forever. Uh-huh. And they talk smack about each other all the time. But I think that's must watch, man.
And Calipari was salty at the end of the game. If you watch the end of the Arkansas-Kansas game when they were trying to inbound the ball.
Yeah, I saw
and
his that.
Guard had to take consecutive timeouts because he couldn't inbound the ball. And after he took the second timeout, they showed Calipari, who's usually like pretty composed. Like his shirt was a little bit rumpled. His head was cocked sideways. He's like looking at the guy like, what are we doing here? This is a simple inbounds play. Let's get the ball inbounds and end the freaking game.
It can be tricky sometimes, Cakes.
Definitely can.
It can be tricky.
So I did go to the Caps game last night, and Ovi scored again.
Yeah,
so he is seven short.
Triple eights across the board.
Yeah, the crowd went nuts.
Did that get him back on the pace a little bit, or still a little bit behind the pace from like 10 days ago or so?
I think he's still on pretty good pace.
Okay, good.
I I think I'm right in the crosshairs for potentially being in the building when he either ties or breaks.
Because well, a couple days ago, you didn't think so.
I think I've got 8 games to go until the game against the Islanders on the aisle. So, I mean,
he's still on that .8.
It's right there in that mix.
Little birdie told me Cakes is going to be in the building on Saturday.
That is correct.
Our guy JVS, I sent him a text. I was on the Metro going home. I was like, let me thank him. Sent him a thank you. Started talking to him a little bit. And he's like, hey, do you want to come back out Saturday?
Oh, he's very generous.
I was like, you're too generous.
Very nice.
And I was like, Saturday, I've been to the building twice in a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't.
Yeah, you're good.
And I'm about to start coaching every weekend.
You need a break.
I was like, I need a chill weekend where I don't go anywhere.
You can pass the baton over here, and I'll go for the Panthers game.
But so I think you're going to be in the Monumental Suite.
Love
you're going to be in a suite.
And
he was like, I got to send Cakes tickets tomorrow. Do you want to be in the suite? And it's like, I felt kind of like a jerk saying no. But
well, I'll just tell
you,
I'll step in for you. Anytime JVS, if that thought bubble's in your brain, do you think Cakes wants to be in a suite? The answer is always going to be yes.
No. He didn't say, does Cakes want to be in the suite?
Oh,
he said, I'm about to send.
Gotcha.
He said, tomorrow or Saturday, I'm going to be sending Cakes suite tickets. Do you want to join him in the suite?
I'm talking about in the future, in perpetuity, JP. Mm. Anytime if a suite is offered, it's always appreciated.
I felt like I should say yes, but it's just too much. I went to the A-10 championship. Yeah. Went to the Caps game Thursday. I need a little break.
First world problems. You need a break.
All the free tickets
and hookups.
Yeah, you need to stay at home.
Capital One.
I'm with you. It's a lot. Guys like GP, though, just love going to games. Yeah. Like, you know, I think Grant would go to a game every day if he could.
I like going to the games, but it's, you know, I like taking the Metro. I'm the last stop. Mm-hmm. Shady Grove's the last stop.
So
I see the whole place is sitting down there, and everybody's in red, and I just see them getting out.
You know what? The great thing about
the last
driving,
stop.
If you park at Capital One Arena, if you're lucky enough to procure a parking pass like I have been over the years, lately I've noticed that they do the bit where they just stop traffic.
They let you out.
They just want that place to get cleared as quickly as possible.
Yep. Right.
So like years past, you might be sitting in a bottleneck for 30 minutes. You go down now, you're out of there with the quickness. It's like the Daytona 500. Like they are zooming people out of that building when the event is over.
After Ovi,
well, I noticed that after the all-cast.
They don't mess around, man. Yeah.
After Ovi scored
the first goal, led off the scoring.
There was a guy behind me, probably in his 30s, and I think he was talking to his girlfriend or wife, and he goes, I love Alex Ovechkin, and I'm not afraid to admit it.
See, that's my guy. That guy's my spirit animal. I love him.
The Ovi thing, you know, the chase has definitely reached a point like where it's now like in my family group text. You know, my daughter will say, Ovi scored. You know, like everyone's paying attention.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in the country, people all around are locking in on it. It's really exciting.
Group text doesn't include the $900 in parking this TV racked up.
That wasn't the same one. That was the same thread. But, you know, Paulie did say, and I actually shared it with Steven. I said, listen, if you ever have it pickle again, you don't know where to put the car. You know, there's a guy that's listened to the show for, you know, 30 years. I trust him. He said you could, you know, park it at his place.
100%. He would let you.
Yeah. And so he says, okay, I'll keep that in mind. Hopefully I just don't have the car anymore.
And then he can use his above-ground pool.
He definitely could do that.
Right? He's got a nice above-grounder.
He's got a little, like, I don't know, about an 8-foot swim from one side to the other.
Hey, you know what? When it's hot on Staten Island in the summer, I bet you the pool feels good.
Yep. That's our guy, Paulie.
Do cannonballs in that thing.
Paulie is a really, really sweet, nice
guy. Very nice guy.
I have to say that.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to call us throughout the show. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next, some interesting comments coming from the Maryland Terrapins head basketball coach. Don't go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your guest lineup for today's show, Brian Keefe, Wizards coach. He'll join us at 7:25. And Jeff Ehrman, founder of InsiderSports.com, covers all things Maryland sports. He's on the show at 9:25.
Right.
To talk about something very interesting.
Yes, which I think we're going to discuss soon.
We're going to play the audio. We have head coach Kevin Willard from the University of Maryland.
Set the stage up.
They're
for people.
A 4 seed talking about, you know, what's happening around him and with him. There's been a lot of rumors about him being wooed from Villanova, amongst other schools.
Didn't this all kind of come about like within the last week or so?
Yeah, this is
like,
it's been
a fever pitch.
It's been gaining steam in the last week.
Yeah. Because I know I was unaware for the first few days.
But it's been a situation for 3 years.
Uh-huh. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. There's been a lot of things brewing behind the scenes.
So he's upset, relationship with the AD, strained, NIL money, even hotel stays. So here's a little of Kevin Willard talking about it, and we can pause it and then break it down in parts, because I think he spoke for nearly 3 minutes.
Obviously, your name has come up as a candidate for various positions because Maryland has done so well this year. Have you felt compelled to address any of that with your team at all about your future at Maryland?
Yeah, I've addressed it with them directly. I'll say this. Damon and I talked on Sunday night right before Selection Sunday. He gave me a term sheet right before Selection Sunday. I really wasn't focused on it. Been focused on this team and this. Damon's talked to my agent. I talked to Damon this morning at length about where we are. Obviously, it's difficult right now because I think we know his situation. He's probably going to SMU, so it's kind of tough to negotiate with somebody that's maybe not here. But I need to make fundamental changes to the program. That's what I'm focused on right now. That's why probably a deal hasn't got done, because I want to see I need to see fundamental changes done. I want this program to be great. I want it to be the best in the country. I want to win a national championship, but there's things that need to change. When you're at a place for 3 years and you put your heart and soul into it, you kind of sit there and say, okay, wait a second, for us to be really successful, X, Y, and Z needs to change. And first and foremost, I need to make sure that we are where we are with NIL and rev share is not where we've been with NIL in the past 2 years. We've been one of the worst, if not lowest, in the NIL in the last 2 years.
Can you pause it right there?
Well, going back before what you're going to say, the fact that he just outed what Damon Evans is doing, like, before it became
before
public.
Before the school didn't announce it.
Right, that he's on the move, potentially moving to SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was very noteworthy.
It's a great presser.
Well, yeah, this is riveting.
Yeah.
I mean, what a power move, huh?
And this isn't even, we haven't even gotten to the best part yet.
Well, the NIL money, you don't really know how much money each team has nowadays, right? It's not like the NFL where there's a salary cap and there's equity. You suspect certain programs have more NIL money than others, but it's not really out there for public consumption.
But what he's telling you is Maryland's toward the bottom, and that has to change going forward, or he's not going to be here.
Yeah.
Is basically, he's saying our NIL positioning has got to be better going forward, or I'm going to be somewhere where it is, where I know it's going to be better.
Yeah. Right? It's also a little confusing. I'll be honest with you. I'm confused with the NIL and then the ability for players to earn endorsements. Mm-hmm. Like, there's that, it could be a, that could be a big side piece of it too. I don't know how locked in Maryland is and all that and helping kids get endorsements. You know, I have no idea.
Well, like yesterday, for example,
if you see all
Ron Rivera, ex Commanders coach, was officially named the general manager.
Right.
Yeah.
For his alma mater.
Right.
I don't think Maryland has one.
No, but it could be something that they're looking into. You know, I think most schools.
Yeah, more schools.
I think especially the big schools will probably start doing that.
I know a buddy that was like interviewing for Georgetown's like a year or two ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But it's interesting that, and I don't know what Damon Evans did for the school, bad or good, but it was an interesting hire and kind of a controversial hire because of what happened at Georgia.
Checkered history, yeah.
I mean, he was at Georgia for 6 or 7 years at the, as an AD, but remember, he essentially got fired because of the DWI and the young girl was in the car and she got arrested and all that stuff. I mean, there was a lot. There was a checkered past there, and of course, he comes from Georgia when that's predominantly a football school, so he's kind of used to, you know, all that money going to the football program.
Right.
So it's just something that he's probably been dealing with for his entire tenure as an AD.
Well, it's also,
but it's also, but it's changed.
Yeah.
You know, everything's changed. So
it's also, I think, a Maryland thing, though.
I think it's an interesting hire for SMU. I don't know how great a hire that is.
Well, we'll see how that works. But just relating to here, and we talked about it many times in the past, Gary always had an issue with the football program getting more attention than the basketball program and not enough attention and not enough resources. Uh-huh. I mean, this is a long-standing College Park issue.
Very similar.
Right.
You know, what I would say about Damon Evans' job is you're the athletic director of all the programs. And I think, by and large, Maryland's been successful, whether it's soccer and lacrosse. But people really only care about two sports.
Well,
and it's men's
and whoever
football and men's basketball.
Whoever the AD is has to focus on those two because those are the revenue generators. Those are the big ones.
I'm just saying, to be fair, like for an athletic director, you really should look at all the other programs and they've won national championships and they have successful programs and all that stuff. They might be one of the most successful in the Big Ten, but their football can't draw and they're mediocre. Yeah.
That's what you have to drill down
on. We like Loxley, but his record hasn't been great.
I'm glad the field hockey team has won a bunch of natties. That's great.
Right.
But they're not putting the butts in the seats. The drivers are men's hoops and football. Like those are the ones that you got to tend to the most. All right, so we have more audio from Terps coach Kevin Willard.
So that's first and foremost. I also have to make a fundamental change where I can do the things that I want to do with my program. You know, I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive. So there's fundamental things I'm fighting for my team and my program. It's not so much about me. It seems that I want to make sure that whatever we do going forward, we're successful and we're successful at the highest rate. So I'm confident that we'll get things done. It's a little difficult right now, I'm not going to lie. I'm confident that no matter who we're negotiating with at the end of the day, this program is going to be in a great spot. And that's really my focus is this tournament, this team, and this program.
That I have to say, that example is I don't feel super like terrible for him for that one example. I mean, there do have to be some budgetary restraints. At some point, you can't just.
Yeah, but it's Gary.
But if I'm him,
it's Big Ten money.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
It's Big Ten network money.
I'd go to Damon
money.
Evans or whoever the AD is.
The football team would have been able to stay.
Maybe.
I'd be like, the whole
reason.
He could
have come up with a better
one. The whole reason they left the ACC to go to the Big Ten was they had a financial windfall awaiting them.
Yeah.
Every year. And if I'm Willard, I'm like, I'm not asking to stay an extra week. I'm asking to stay one more night. And it makes them look like a mid to lower tier program that you can't foot that bill.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
I understand. But so just to play devil's advocate, and I'm sure the basketball program's not getting the resources they need.
Right,
there's no doubt about it. But I mean, should Willard just be able to do whatever he wants with the team?
Depends on how many games he wins.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he's part of
it. Like, we've always had budgetary issues at Maryland.
I understand.
We're not Duke in North Carolina or whatever.
That's
or
fine. But if I'm Willard,
UCLA in terms
if I'm
of
Willard,
revenue.
I don't care about all everything that's happened in the past. I care about now, and I'm going to go to Evans or whoever the AD is and say, sorry, you got to lean on Kevin Plank and the biggest donors to get more money in here.
Can I say this about this? Willard's acting like he's already Gary Williams.
I know.
He hasn't advanced to a Sweet 16. Not one time, Cakes, has he been to the Sweet 16.
It doesn't matter.
It's such a power
move. It doesn't matter.
It's ridiculous.
He has leverage. You think he doesn't have juice? He's got Damon Evans on the way out.
I understand.
He's got him on a flight to Dallas.
I find it kind of ridiculous.
He's got the hammer right here.
Well, Damon Evans might be just impossible to work with.
No. Damon Evans is a... So, I've met the guy a couple times. He's a nice guy, but he's kind of thought of as a clown.
He's probably a BSer.
He's a handshaking guy.
Yeah. He's a politician.
Yes, trust me.
He kind of reminds me of someone else that was in sports here recently.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I agree with you.
He's probably a BSer.
Damon Evans, he gone.
Have fun in Dallas.
That's 3 years too late.
That ship has sailed.
I'm on Kevin Willard's side. 100%. I don't care if he hadn't been to a Sweet 16. He's been there 3 years.
Yeah.
He's been here 3 years. But give him a chance. Give him some resources.
It's not like he's been here for 5 minutes and realizes there's issues with the program.
Yeah.
He's been here for three seasons. He sees fundamental issues that he feels like need to be corrected.
I don't know.
I understand he's not Gary.
I think he's a good coach, and I'm on his side in this, but he's acting like he's Rick Pitino or John Calipari right now.
To
be in the top 10, this is ridiculously generous, to be in the top 10 coaches paid, which is what supposedly he wants, shouldn't you have a top 10 program?
He's trying to get there.
No, it doesn't matter
what
boss is willing to pay you.
I understand how it works, he's not Bill Self. He's not Tom Izzo.
So he can still complain about how...
Nobody in this room is saying he is.
He can still complain about how difficult it is to work with those people. And if it's difficult to work with those people, you're going to talk to other companies.
Right.
A la Villanova.
That want you.
That's fair.
Other companies that are
willing to give you more property.
Right.
And if that's the case, then and that's going to be a more comfortable situation, you're going to leave.
Right.
But now that Damon Evans is gone, all right, things are going to change a little bit.
Let's hope. Because a lot of these issues go way before Damon Evans, and he's a clown. Yeah. I am not standing on the table for Damon Evans at all. But we'll see. This has been an issue at Maryland for the 30
years. Willard, apparently the new athletic director in College Park.
Oh yeah, he's the big dog.
He's the big dog on the block right now.
Good luck getting people to fill the stadium for a football game.
Well, he might delegate that to one of his lieutenants. But he's got the power right now in College Park.
Because that's been an issue, as EB says, for 30 years.
It has been a long time. Understood.
Yeah. But it's wild.
It is that he's just airing the dirty laundry out
there.
Wild. Like 20 hours before the Terps take the court.
Yeah.
But you know, that's just one example of probably 4 million.
I'm sure.
And everyone says, that's not that big of a deal. Well, okay, maybe that particular example is not that big of a deal, but there could be a lot of other stuff going on that we don't know about that you'd say, oh, really? I mean, come on. You got to treat your basketball program and your coach and your team better than that.
Does it make you nervous
that
about...
That goes without saying. I'm just saying, me personally, I haven't read anywhere else that anybody doesn't like that example. That example to me just struck... Not the greatest example.
Does it make you nervous about them on the court today?
Not really. I think the kids are probably above it. The kids don't care. They just got to play well. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it affects the kids.
It becomes a distraction?
No. I don't think those kids care. The guys are going to be there for 3 months. You know, they're on their way out.
Derek Queen has maximum 6 games left in the Terps uniform.
Yeah.
Maximum.
Those guys don't care.
Just like Damon Evans, he gone.
Yeah.
He's going to make NBA millions.
As long as their pockets are straight.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a distraction.
I think they better win today or it'll be a big talking point.
Well, it'll be bad if they lose.
Don't flop against the Lopes.
Oh, Willard's going to get killed for the distraction
if
they lose to Grand Canyon, no doubt. But I think the fact that a coach comes out there, and I'm sure they had all these conversations in private, but he came out there and said, this is the way it's happening,
right.
Maryland fans. Donors,
mm-hmm.
We need to make changes.
The only reason why I say that is I've just been around programs where, like, They don't even get to stay in hotels the day before a game. They have to drive 5 hours. You know, it's mid-major stuff that I've been around.
Those budgets, it's a different level.
That's budgetary. A real complaint.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even get a night before. You have to drive 5 hours and then play.
Yeah.
Or, you know, those kind of inconveniences are real. To stay an extra one because you want to celebrate Christmas with your team, I'm sympathetic to it. I've just seen a lot worse. I'm sure there are.
But what if there were situations where they had an opportunity to get a player, a basketball player, if they had just come up with a little bit more money, but they decided, you know, that some of that money's that's going to a DB on the football team.
I'm certain that's happened.
Or a linebacker or an offensive line. You know?
Yeah, I'm certain. No doubt.
So I'm sure that's probably come up too.
No doubt.
It's crazy how it works nowadays.
I know, it's insane. Yeah,
that's why you need a general manager.
Willard and Locksley in the same room battling over the revenue pie.
That's why you need a GM.
Sure.
Especially at the Big Ten level.
Right.
All right, let's go real quick to Joe in Manassas. If you want to chime in, of course, you can always chime in throughout the show. Joe, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, Junks? I love the show as always.
Thank you, Joe.
And it's kind of sad, honestly. Like, I know he's like, you know, this is how he feels, but like you said, to be bringing this out, and like, if I was a recruit, like, if I was a big-time player and I was like, why would I ever go to Maryland when he's saying the coach is actually saying this? Like, they don't even value us as a team. Like, wouldn't that hurt?
Money. Well, here's money. Yeah.
If they offer you the most money, you would go, Joe.
Yeah. They're going to give you $250K to play.
That,
all right.
Like, the extra, the traveling, the extra
Well,
stuff
that's
that
what
goes
he's lobbying for.
Yeah.
He used this forum to get it out there to the wealthy Maryland donors and that ecosystem so they can pony up a little more.
That also hits the ears. That also hits the ears of college basketball or high school basketball players that are like, okay, why would I want to go to Maryland?
High school basketball is almost over. It's transfer portal for the top teams.
Yeah.
Look at that team, okay? Derek Queen, high school player.
Yeah.
But the rest of their top dogs pretty much transfers.
Guys, dude, they're going to be the red carpet rolled out. Like, what do you mean? Why would you go to Walmart? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, man. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
So
like,
you're basically saying it's a bad look. You're upset. You think it's a bad look? Okay, I think that's fair. I don't know what the impact it would have, but I think that's a fair perspective.
I don't know what the pluses.
Hey, have a great day. Happy Friday, boys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Enjoy the games today.
Thank you.
Didn't we have somebody on the show basically say that recruiting's a lot easier nowadays? Mm-hmm. It's almost that you just give them an offer sheet.
Give them a number.
Yeah.
I know. But that's at the elite level. Mm-hmm. You know, I think.
Well, Maryland's trying to be in the elite level.
100%. No doubt. No doubt.
About to make him a top 10 highest paid coach.
I don't blame Kevin Willard for wanting the best. Right. He wants the best. He wants to win a national championship. Like, I agree with all that. Yep. Like, I'm admirable. I admire it. But he's running the show over there.
Yeah, but remember, things are changing with the NIL because before next year, the way it currently stands, the NIL, you have to build that collective and pay the players from the collective.
Right.
Now the schools can pay the players at a $22 million cap.
Mm-hmm.
Now a team like GW is not going to put $22 million into their basketball team.
Yeah.
All right? But they don't have football.
But Alabama Auburn are.
Yes.
Like, those teams are going to do that.
But since the school can now start paying the players at a bigger number, you can start divvying up the money a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go out and pay some players a little bit more on the basketball level, you can do that.
I could be wrong, but I believe the number like 2 years ago when I was talking to somebody with NIL at Maryland, it was like $2 million total.
You mean
for everything?
You mean for football
NIL
and basketball?
Money. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, stratospheres away from $22 million. Like, not even.
That's why Hunter Dickinson didn't go to Maryland. He went to Kansas.
Yeah.
Hunter Dickinson was very interested in Maryland. That is a fact.
He got knocked out by the Hogs last night.
Yeah, it was a bad year for them.
He sent packing.
I mean, he had a big turnover in the game that cost him.
But he also missed a three, too. But, I mean, he's not a great three-point shooter. Anyway, but that's another story. But he goes to Kansas. One reason, he said, I can maybe win a national championship.
Yes. Yeah. But also, he got paid.
And he got paid.
Correct. Yeah.
Now he can play wherever he plays and just add to it.
If you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies on the Fan. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll dive into the Commanders and who they have added to their wide receiver group and what he might add.
Interesting.
Head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe, will join us at 7:25. Now, we won't say this, but they had a big loss the other night. Big loss.
Big loss. Big L.
They were tied with Utah for the worst record in the NBA, and they played Utah. Mm-hmm. So that was one where you don't really want to win that game, and they lost that one.
Didn't we say it doesn't even really matter?
It probably doesn't. Probably
like the bottom three, I'll get the same amount.
But it's like having that crown.
They've gotten back to their losing ways. They've lost two straight. Utah has won one straight, as has Charlotte and New Orleans. Hey, when you have 15 or 16 wins, winning one straight is a big deal.
Uh-huh. Well, it matters because if you have the second worst record, then you can fall all the way down to six.
Right.
Upset of five. Yeah, I mean,
that's a very good point.
I'll tell you who's pissed. The Charlotte Hornets. Their staff, their GM, because they're battling for one of the worst three records.
Yep.
And they went out and beat the Knicks last night.
They did, yes.
What are they doing?
I mean,
why are you beating the Knicks?
LaMelo was launching some bombs in that game, and we saw him play in person.
Want Cooper Flagg.
That guy has the perpetual green light.
He has no governor.
Yeah, want Cooper Flagg as much as the Wiz do.
Sure. I would guess so.
So they're probably not happy about that one.
Cooper Flagg will play against the Mount.
Yeah.
Ankles. Well, I would guess if they build a big lead against the Mount in the first half, he might take a seat in the second.
This is an aside. So I get home last night from the Caps game, and I'm trying to catch up on college basketball games. I asked Dylan, like, are there any upsets going on? And there really weren't at that time. And then I start checking what else is going on in the NBA. And the Lakers, this is why you've said this many times, it's hard to bet the NBA. The LA Lakers played the Bucks.
Yeah.
And they didn't play Luka. They didn't play Austin Reeves.
LeBron's hurt.
They didn't play Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yeah.
They just handed a game to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Well, Bronny was their leading scorer.
In the midst of a playoff race. They're battling for position. Maybe they don't want to be the three seed. Maybe they're strategically trying to lose games, but they just punted a game.
Yeah, here's a Lakers starting five. Markieff Morris, former Wiz. Shout out to him.
He's been on 100 teams.
He's been on all the teams. Jackson Hayes.
Now, he's a starter.
Gabe Vincent.
He's a bench player.
Jordan Goodwin.
Also role player.
And Dalton Knecht.
Again, they started their bench. Right. Their bench became starters.
Bronny didn't get the start, but had 17.
What was his line?
7 for 10, 2 for 4 from 3-point land.
Ballish.
Yeah, we've been seeing this forever. I mean, teams. I know there's a rule now where you have to play your guys a certain percentage. I don't know, it's 65 games or something. I don't know what the number is, but there's certain nights where they say, "All right, we're just going to take this game off."
Right.
We're resting everybody.
We have enough of a lead where we can sacrifice.
Yeah.
Get our starters some rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but again, that's another reason why you don't touch.
Could you imagine paying tickets
to go see
the Lakers game? Is that at crypto.com arena? I don't even know the name of the arena anymore. I mean, you're paying several hundred dollars to watch guys like Jackson Hayes.
Well, Jackson Hayes is a starter. Markieff Morris doesn't play usually.
You're going out to see Bronny.
Right.
How many minutes did Bronny play?
Bronny played 30. He had 30 minutes.
That's what you saw. You saw Bronny.
That's what you're paying your hard-earned money for.
I'm with you, though. The kid has received kind of all this hate. It's not his fault.
I mean, he's financially set for life, so it's not like a money thing. It's just as a human being. I mean, everyone's just making fun of him all the time. Trust me. We all get mocked.
So many jokes
media.
And memes.
It wears on you.
Has to.
It wears on you, man.
So the Major League Baseball season is actually underway because you had the two games in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker. Shohei already has a home run.
Yeah.
And another shocker. They did massive ratings in Japan.
Of course.
I don't know how many people were watching here because those games were on at like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But in Japan, I think one out of every three or every four households is watching those games.
Of course. That's why they did it.
And the LA Dodgers, of course, are a great team. The LA Angels, not so great. Their manager, Ron Washington, has extended a rule from spring training into the season, which has gained some attention. He says it's not punishment. He's trying to keep his players focused, but they will not allow cell phones in the clubhouse this season.
Mm.
Is that dude, I didn't even know that they were allowed.
Well, in the clubhouse.
Yeah, like not the dugout. Okay, I'm thinking dugout.
Yeah, the club is.
Locker room.
Clubhouse might be a step too far. That's a step too far. You should be able to check in on your family.
Yeah, so where do they leave their phone? In the car? Like, if they get to the park at 2 o'clock for a game.
Yeah, I don't think
which
I,
a lot of these players, they get to the ballpark 4 or 5 hours before a game.
I think I have a problem with that.
Maybe they're just going to they have to keep them in their bags?
Do they collect the cell phones like they do at certain concerts?
Like they put it in a pouch?
So right, like when I went to Bruno Mars, maybe. I had to turn in, you know.
Or maybe there's just a big, like, safe and or locker outside of the locker room.
I almost think it's borderline criminal.
He wants his players to interact with each other. Mike Trout has said that it's worked out great so far.
I would appeal to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you take that one to the highest court.
I'm taking that to the highest court.
Although he did
because
this.
Because you're there, like, it's not like you're only there for like 2 hours.
He did this when he was with the Rangers and they went to back-to-back World Series.
They would get, I don't even know what it would be.
Now, that was
called.
A better team.
They'd be like Eric Bickle versus the United States of America or Eric Bickle versus the LA Angels or Major League Baseball. Right.
Well, they have their kangaroo court. Apparently they have enforcers. There's $500 fines. You know what it's going to be like? It'll be like White Lotus, right? At the hotel in Thailand, mm-hmm. the guests, they don't want them to be on their phones. But the shady dad, he's always creeping his phone.
I don't want to give too much
pills
away.
And creeping phone.
The shady dad, things are unraveling for him in his personal life, and he needs to check in back at home as to what's going on.
I'm still behind, but I did watch... I guess the fourth episode where they have his frontal nudity. He holding.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said he's doing pretty well.
He hasn't said whether it's actually him or prosthetic.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to out anyone, but I know someone where they're not allowed to use their phones at school.
Uh-huh.
But the workaround is they all get on their iPads. And so they can message each other.
Another workaround at schools, and this made me laugh. My oldest son told me about a teacher who was like Rom back in the day before he quit smoking. Just all smoked right. coffin nails
Chain
all the
smoker,
time.
Okay.
And you can't smoke on school property.
Yeah.
So what this teacher would do is he would have a chair, like an old beater, like school chair, right off of the school property. And he would go out and smoke his heaters like 1 foot off school property
right.
and then come back onto school property and he'd be good.
Right.
So that's kind of pushing the boundaries, but technically... He's not smoking on school property. He's getting away with it.
In all seriousness, the manager is asking his team, and probably all the personnel associated with it on some level, to go maybe like 8 hours without being in contact with your family or something. I don't know. I have a problem with it.
I'm sure there's a way.
It doesn't matter about like the trivial stuff.
There's probably a way that if there's an emergency, they can get in touch with
I'm sure
with
if
the
there's
players.
An emergency, but there's also a lot of times there's just little nonsense that you got to chime in on.
He's 72.
I know, but that's what he's saying you guys need to be more focused.
Uh-huh.
He says it's not a punishment. It's a focus thing.
Yeah. It's just in the clubhouse. I mean, they can't. It's not like they can't walk outside if they need to call their family. Go someplace else.
Okay, also, so you're allowed to go back into the parking lot if you got to make a call or something.
Yeah, okay. And also the families can get a hold of them.
Yeah, I know, but it's not always like an emergency, but there's
and
always
that's what he does. You can always push back on him, because back in the day, he got popped for coke. You can be like, I can't have my phone, but you can snort lines.
Right, great
point. What are we even talking about here?
Great point, Kate.
Now, that was a long time ago, and hopefully he's got his life back together, and he's not dancing with the devil anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean... Come on, this guy was doing coke back in the day.
He's 72. He's old school. So he's been in baseball his whole life, and he's thinking about what it used to be like probably when he was playing
mm-hmm.
and when, you know, he was coaching in the early years. And then all of a sudden, he walks into a clubhouse, and everybody's on Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, all those young kids.
All right, that's so what's pissing them off. If you could grab your phone and go into the lunchroom and be on it.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'm...
He's not sweating the guys who are calling their family. He's sweating the dudes that are on TikTok, and then they have a 6.5 ERA. Yeah.
I know one guy in that clubhouse who didn't care about it, Anthony Rendon. He probably just said, okay, you can take my phone. I don't really care about this job anyway.
I think he would be the one that would complain, because he would use the argument, I need to be in contact with my family.
Right, because my family's more important, obviously.
Yeah, he always
says
that.
Don't piss off Edwin. Edwin, the tennis player.
Edwin. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Edwin. We're attacking your guy.
He called yesterday. Anthony Rendon.
Yeah, stand-up guy.
Coming up next, the Commanders have a new wide receiver. What will he bring to them? We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.